So as we decide what's possible, so we want to remember that with the light that we're receiving through the transmissions, through the upgrades, we're stretching the realm of possibility. In other words, instead of being trapped in fear, instead of being trapped in ego, instead of being trapped in the past, we're going abroad. They're saying a must. And what they mean by that is there is this pulsation happening. In other words, the rebirth is occurring with or without our consent. So if you don't consent, if you hold on tight to the past, then things are going to get really, really intense because things are rocking and rolling and they're going to continue to do so. However, as we open up to our light, as we open up to our highest consent, as we open up to really the reason that we took this sacred birth, then we're going to allow the new establishment of light to take hold. So this light is literally shifting and changing our very existence, because instead of believing that we're the individual self made to suffer, always separated from what we need, desire, and want, when we open up to our original format, meaning the truth of self, meaning that we are the divine ray in a body, in the incarnation, then we're good to go in that everything that we need to fulfill our divine contract, to open up to our divine increase, is already given, is already here, is already like willing to combine, meaning that it's ready if you are. It's ready to partnership when you say yes. So allow yourself to travel within. So traveling within is remembering that the old paradigm of suffering, it's still there as a choice, but it's not the wisest. And so as we seek the light, as we seek our wholeness in our divine union, in our divine station, it's out of that wholeness that we then create with majesty, that we then create our new lifestyle, that we then create with light. So when I'm saying this, they're just sort of indicating that we're masters of light. So we want to feel that. They're saying just sort of like try that on, like the way you would try on a blouse or whatever. Like, is this a good fit? Does this make me look attractive or not? Basically, that's what we're doing. So when we try on this light and seeing if it's a good fit, they're saying that we're exploding our molecules. So in other words, it's activating the molecules, the atoms, the DNA, in like this quantum approach where it's all ready to be given as we will sort of find ourselves comfortable. In other words, settle into it. And so to settle into it, we want to remember that we're going beyond the past voice. We're going beyond the mind that's really been trapped in fear. So it's just going to give us some very predictable choices. And none of them are going to be soul satisfying because it doesn't know who our soul is. So we want to really understand that we're like literally blowing our mind. We're going beyond the past. We're going beyond the mind. The reason they're saying that is it's really that increase of faith that sails us over, because the mind can't escort us. It doesn't understand what's happening. It doesn't know who we are. It doesn't know where we're heading. So the more that we can relax and just assume all that's within our potential reality. So just imagine like all this pure potentiality all amongst you, all surrounding you, like just in and out of your etheric bodies, your emotional body, your mental body. And this light is just sort of here to play with. So like when I'm doing it, I'm just sort of like holding the intention for all the subtle bodies to receive light. And then as we open up and hold that awareness of our column of light, it's like allowing all our chakras to receive that light. So just imagine they're all being lit up in consecutive, like ding, ding, ding. You may have dings, like you may want to have sound I create sound, apparently. I'm also seeing like just like a beautiful golden lotus flower, like almost like with an LED light or whatever, just sort of being lit up in each of these chakras. So you can just imagine light being poured into the chakras. You can see an actual lotus flower. You can just have, you know, some kind of impression about it, but you want to receive it in a very natural happening. In other words, again, we're masters of light. So remember, they're sharing that before, masters of consciousness, masters of light, because there's an old consciousness, there's an old paradigm that really just shoots herself in the foot. In other words, it's not going to solve anything at this point. So we're going to watch part of mainstream society still kind of duke it out because everything's polarized. And so we're going to have compassion, like they don't know any better. And so there are aspects of, they're just mirroring us because everything's us. So there are aspects of ourself that are sort of still unconscious, still sleeping, that may not know better yet. But they're soon to see, they're soon to achieve, they're soon to awaken, they're soon to be gladdened, they're soon to be uplifted, they're soon to understand. So that's what we're doing. We're holding that holy recognition, we're holding that holy completion, we're holding that holy establishment. In other words, we're holding the light for the awakening of consciousness, for the transfer of faith, to go from 3D to 5D, in a very natural performance value. In other words, it's happening now as we will enjoy some. In other words, as we will enjoy it, as we will establish it, as we will broadcast our new reality. So allow yourselves to be lifted, allow yourselves to be strong, allow yourselves to be illuminated, allow yourselves, excuse me, come on, buddy, to sink in the new Earth reality, because again, it's all here. What we're learning is to help ourselves. What we're learning is to draw our next very breath. In other words, to open up to this new increase of lifestyle. And from this vibration, from this healing, from this new birth, from this light, now we're all made whole. So we want to remember that we manifest out of our consciousness. And when we used to manifest out of a separated consciousness, we understand what we were doing wrong. We kept manifesting separation experience. So we're overriding that. That's like so yesterday. That's like not even in our auric field anymore. We really want to feel that, because the outer is just going to keep saying, look here, look here, look here. And we want to have a lot more directness of motion. In other words, to really be in charge of where we place our focus, where we place our attention. Because remember, we're birthing, we're creating, we're manifesting a new reality. We're sourcing it from our own understanding of self, from our own light, from our own awareness, from our own new consciousness. And again, it's a matter of faith that we allow ourselves to glow. So when we unite with our sacred heart, you know, out of this higher awareness, out of this place of true understanding of self, now being a master of consciousness, a master of light, we now manifest, we now bring forth out of our whole readiness. So we understand how we now can create miracles, how we now can create our new lifestyle, how we now create the roadmap, the pathways to the new earth, to the new consciousness. Again, remembering we're doing this for one and all. It's going to improve our personal experience, but remember, personal is actually a fallacy. We're all one. So every time we say yes to our light, every time we graduate, we're really doing it for the whole ensemble. It's so important we understand this, because this is really going to help. First of all, it's truth, but also it's going to help in terms of our compassion in releasing judgment. So when we see aspects of ourselves or somebody else do playing small, meaning playing out of the old paradigm, we don't need to judge, because it's like, oh, they don't have access yet. They forgot. They don't remember. So there's no judgment needed. It's more like, here you go, remember the light. Remember the light. Because once we find this light all consuming, we're about to switch hands, meaning release the ego entirely. So that's enlightenment. When we really let go of the old fallacy, of the old, what would be the word? It's like I'm even looking for a word, and it's kind of disintegrating before my very eyes. Like, they're saying there's nothing to hold on to. Why even talk about it? Why even talk about it? It's already gone. And so that's why, like, Merlin's coming to me, and he's just going, poof, poof, like what old paradigm? What do you speak of? So this is the point. Allow yourself to graduate with ease. Allow yourself to really allow that light at last to be your very nature, to never part ways again, to just be your very existence. So again, as we hold this, as we honor this, as we offer this to the collective, we want to remember every time we say yes, any little free will on our part that we make the pain. In other words, we make the effort to restore ourselves. It's the masters, the archangels, all that are in assistance can offer their helping hand, but they cannot override our will. So as we enjoy, as we take the leap of faith, they come to join us rapidly. There's some reason I shared that last part. There's someone that's like really confused. I don't know how it is. It's almost like what you're facing seems so insurmountable. Like, I can't possibly do all this alone. And this is the point. You don't have to. Your job is simply to do what you can and trust the spirit will back you. There's someone that needs to receive that. Like, it just seems I really need a miracle, and it's like miracle coming up. You just do your part. It's as simple as that. Okay, that feels better. So you're receiving that. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is.